You went for a while without rain that you're having.
A drought?
Is anything less severe than that?
Dry spell.
How long we had to be before we had a drought?
We can have a dry spell, just hadn't rained. A drought, I think, would be when the grass began to turn brown and the trees begin to shrivel from lack of water.
Say the wind has been very gentle, it's gradually getting stronger. You said the wind's
picking up.
Just the opposite.
It's letting down or laying down, dropping.
Went outside in the morning and it was just kind of weather you like to be out in. A little bit chilly but not unpleasant, you'd say it's rather.
Nice brisk morning, fine morning.
Heard people say it's airish.
Well, it's right airish. I mean, it's a little colder though than that, I think.
Not too comfortable.
No, airish would not be comfortable.
There's a light covered of white on the ground. You say you had a
frost.
Or something more severe than others?
Heavy frost or light frost.
Heard it called killing the killing frost?
Killing frost. Yeah. You can have a light frost that's not heavy enough to kill tender plants, and others that killing frost would be a real heavy.
Heard they called Jack Frost?
Yeah. Well, Jack Frost is supposed to be the character that comes and makes the frost, I guess.
If it got so cold last night that the lake did what?
The lake froze over, froze.
Or if it gets much colder, the pond might
freeze.
Because it has
frozen
before. This expression, some people say that their good luck comes just a little bit at a time, but it seems that their bad luck comes
in bunches.
Or it comes.
All at once.
Your farmer had 20 bushels to the acre last year, 40 bushels this year. He'd say that this year's crop is good.
Twice as good.
Just for pronunciation, would you count for me slowly from 1 to 14?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay, and the number after 19 is?
20.
And after 26?
28.
26? After
27. 27.
And after 29?
Would be 30.
And after 39?
40.
And after 69?
70.
And after 99?
100.
And after 999?
1,000.
And after, 10 times 100,000, you'd be
1,000,000.
The day of the month that the bills are due, that's usually the
10th of the month.
Okay. The day before the 10th, you would call the
due date?
Well, just go backwards count.
Oh, the 9th. Yeah, the 9th. 8th, 7th, 6th, 5th, so forth. 4th, 3rd, 2nd, 1st.
Okay. And the names of the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December.
Okay, and the days of the week?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
You ever heard people call Sunday by any
other name? They refer to it maybe as the Sabbath.
Does that mean anything to you?
Well, I would say a person who used that meant that they were a little more religious otherwise. Some people say the Lord's Day.
Okay.
But I think it's Sunday's not the Sabbath, really, it's Saturday.
This expression, say,